to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brain. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brain.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Hello, Brains. How are you? Did you bring your angel wings? Are you ready to soar? Do you even believe in angels and the work that they can do and that they're here, right here with us on Earth? Diane E. McDowell, she's got a PhD, and she's currently retired from being a clinical psychologist. And, you know, she started learning about angels and spiritual energy healing work due to a need for healing herself in 2015. By June of 2017, she had advanced and went into a three-day course on working with angels and obtained a Master Angel certification. Then she started training people one-on-one and teaching them, so she furthered her training and subsequently received certification. She's currently certified to both read and teach intuitive angel card reading, as well as being certified to teach angel dream team angels. I think this is amazing. People don't believe that it is a possibility to connect with alternative sources in the universe. I do. It's personally happened to me, and I'm so excited to have her here. I want her to talk about her work, her experience, her transformation, how this is helping others, and, of course, how to contact her. So, Brain, sit up straight and make sure that your wings are nice and extended so that we can talk to Diane E. McDowell. How are you, Diane?
I'm very good. How are you, April?
Oh, me and my brains are doing good. We're excited to have you here. I want you to elevate them and educate them. So many people have doubts, but you are a witness, and so am I. So I want you to share your experience with us. When I got in contact with you, I just found it so engaging and so intriguing, and it just warmed my heart. So I'm glad to have you with me here on The Edge. Tell us a little bit about your clinical experience as a psychologist.
I went to college with the idea of actually going into fashion merchandising and business, believe it or not. But I wasn't very good at math, and I took some psychology classes and decided, I kind of like this. So anyway, I ended up going on for my doctorate because it was required for research work that I was doing in the field of psychology at County USC Anxiety Disorders Clinic. And then I decided that I really always wanted to do research, mostly and administration. But then you also have to have your clinical hours. So I've done all of those and psychological testing and neuropsychological testing. And I loved my work. And I went to work then at the County of Orange. And I loved my job. And I moved up into administration. And I supervised a children and adolescent crisis team for children who were thinking or planning and were on the edge of committing suicide, homicide, or were gravely disabled to the point that they were unable to use food, clothing, and shelter provided for them, even. So it was a 24/7 program. They allowed me to pretty much build it myself with some help from my supervisors and the entire children and adolescent unit. And we worked together beautifully, and I loved what I was doing, and I was doing some other admin work there as well, and took this on in addition. And then I found out that I had breast cancer in 2013, in November, which was odd because I had felt that for 5 years and kept saying, that's not going to happen to me. That's crazy. It's ridiculous. And it did, 1 week before I turned 55.
You think you manifested that?
No. It was a family history. It was a warning because I was already seeing a specialist.
Okay.
I had had so many cysts that I was seeing a specialist, and I'd already had 9 biopsies, so no. And I'd never felt that way before.
Wow.
And, you know, but I just knew, and I also knew that I'd be up for a promotion, which I never got to interview for because of all the surgery. the surgeries. So anyway, it's it was really very difficult because during the surgeries I did well. I went back to work in between. They allowed me to work from home in between. I felt amazing. They thought that I had healed better than anyone else, mostly for the most part. I didn't have any concerns or worries about it. There was just this peace that I had that everything was going to be fine. And it was. And then, and I'm not saying anything pro-vaccine or negative vaccine, just so people know, but I decided that it would be a good idea and discussed it with my doctor that I'd never taken the flu shot before. Now, my immune system, I thought, was probably somewhat impaired to a degree as I was back full-time working for the first week, and a lot of people were coming down with the flu. And so we thought it would be okay. Unfortunately, we don't know what happened other than that we think my immune system was either overwhelmed with just one more thing, or it could have been an allergic reaction specifically to me. But my immune system crashed pretty much almost immediately. Within a few days, it was completely out. I had neurological symptoms. I had extreme fatigue, infections I didn't even have before, fluid on my lungs, couldn't breathe right, migraine headaches. And so I really never recovered to that degree for 8 months, 8 additional months. And I just felt like I had to retire for this so that someone else could take my place. They could not hire another supervisor unless I retired. And I said, I can't do this anymore because it just isn't right. I made so many efforts to go back to work.
Right.
So anyway, and there was also several significant losses within 18-month period of time. So I had to give up my career. My stepfather died, my mother died, and the man I was dating, a very dear friend, he passed away as well.
Wow.
So there was just a lot of losses going along. But I had the best medical care. But I just wasn't healing, not really. So I tried holistic medicine. I tried Eastern medicine, vitamin therapy, you name it. Still very slow improvement. And I had financial responsibilities. So, you know, I had a mortgage. I had all these things. So I just, you know, I kept pushing to go back to work, and I just couldn't. So anyway, I finally thought, what have I not tried? So I called on a spiritual healer, and I did see a lot of progress with him, and it was kind of slow but steady. And then he introduced me to psychic medium William Constantine, who channeled all three of my loved ones and did a couple of career coaching sessions for me as well. And I called him one night, and I knew I had a bladder infection coming on, and I'd had trouble with those chronically, off and on. And I called him, and I said, you know, do you do healing work? And he said, well, I usually just send angels to my friends. And I said, well, how do you do that? And he said, well, you know, I just do. And I said, okay, how much does an angel cost? and William said, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. What do you think they're worth?
Wow.
I knew that he was in a position that he needed some assistance financially at that particular moment. So I'm quite sure he would have sent them for free otherwise. But anyway, I said, well, what about $150? And he go, donation, if that's what you want to call it, we'll call it a donation. And he said, okay. So I sent it to him through PayPal. I'd never used PayPal before, but he walked me through it. And I'd say within 30 minutes, no symptoms of bladder infection. I thought, well, this is really cool. He had actually been on his way out. And within about 30 minutes, my stepsister said, the cat seems lethargic. She doesn't seem like she feels well. She's not eating. And this is a cat that will not go to the vet unless she is completely sedated and taken from the house because she's afraid of the vet. This way, I thought, okay, time to call William again. So I called him and I said, if I give you $250, will you go ahead and send angels? If I donate that, will you send angels to my mom's cat Tinkerbell that's living with me now. And he goes, what are her symptoms? And I told him, he goes, sure. 30 minutes later, she was playing, she was eating, she was fine.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, there's something to this. So anyway, I did a couple of life coaching sessions with him too, actually career coaching specifically, because he also does life coaching, career coaching, et cetera. He's a psychic medium, and he also has lived among angels from the entire, he's known of them the entire time he was born, which is very different for me and for a lot of us. Anyway, I asked him, I said, you know, I said, I've always known that I was going to stay in the field of psychology. I expected to never even retire from psychology. I love my field, but I'm just not sure now for the first time in my life what I want to do. And he said, well, I think it's going to be something a little bit more along the spiritual realm. And I said, okay. Didn't quite know what that meant. But then I started reading, he suggested a book to me by Doreen Virtue called Healing with the Angels. So I read it, and I couldn't read enough. I fell in love with the angels. I just did. And I thought, this is it. This is what I have to be able to know how to do this. I have to be able to connect with them the way that William can and other people can. This is just amazing. And so then I actually took a class in 2017 from her son, Charles Virtue, and his wife, a three-day conference where I got the angel mastery, and then classes. But I still didn't feel confident enough that I would be able to set up a practice doing this or actually help people in the way I wanted to be so sure that I did everything right. Not that you can really do anything with angels, but, you know, I had a doctorate in psychology, still do. So
right, and you had all of this psychological testing, so you mm-hmm. knew that you weren't crazy.
No. That was never even a question. But it was, how do I do this and do it absolutely correctly so that I am best able to assist other people? So I started working with Angel Lady Terry Marie, who is still my mentor and teacher. And we did a lot of one-on-one work, and I've taken some of her classes. And I still work with her, and I also have a couple other people I'm going to be doing some mentoring with as well. And then I do some mentoring myself. But she has done this for about, I think, 12 years full-time. And was always aware that angels were around her when she was a child.
And what sort of energy do you receive when angels are in your presence?
It's a very peaceful feeling. I've had them actually touch me on the shoulder. I've actually had them, if I ask for a healing for myself, I've actually had them move that part of the body. I've had them, usually I hear them in an auditory fashion, and I'll hear their messages, and I'll ask which angel it is. Most of the time I know, but they'll give me their name and all that and what it is that they're sharing with me. So I'm also clairsentient, so it's clear sensing, and that's how I really started. I think was I always was intuitive, but I didn't quite know where that came from. And even as a psychologist, there were certain times that I knew to do something, and somebody go, well, you know, that child does need to be hospitalized, and I said, yes, they do. And I just said, don't question it. I'm absolutely certain. And, of course, it turned out that if I hadn't, there would have been a very serious situation.
Wow.
So there was always a certain intuition that I always had in psychology, but I just chalked it up to intuition.
So your intuition is strong, your feeling is strong, your energy is strong.
And
when you have this,
you also clear knowing, because you have, there's a clear knowing of that the angels are giving you messages, or you just know the right thing to do. You're absolutely certain. So those
right.
are the
now also that, let me ask you a little question about the person that is receiving the healing, the third party. So not outside of you personally, but when you are channeling and you are working with other individuals, let me ask you two questions. The first one is, I think that the other person on the other side has to be receptive to this. You can't just walk up and say, hey,
Absolutely.
You know, I see this or I feel this. Even though you may, you want to be very cautious with that because this is a lot of power. That's the first question.
I would never do that, yes.
About the person that's receiving it. How must their mindset be? And then also a clearing for your channeling. Once you take on this energy, once you do this work, how do you clear yourself so that you are a clear conduit for the next person that you help?
Right. And to answer your first question, I'm sorry, April, repeat the first question again.
The first question is really, you know, how do you
work with the other people?
Right, how they feel. You know, because, again, they're like you a little bit. You were a little bit skeptical until you saw, you know, what happened with your bladder infection and what happened with your kitty cat. But how do you make a person feel comfortable?
Well, first of all, I don't go out and look for people. They come to me.
Okay.
And also, I'm always very clear with anybody, you know, including in this interview, that you have to ask the angels. Angels will not insert themselves into your life. They will not, because we have free will. Divinely,
right.
We have free will. So we can ask for their assistance. Anyone can. Not just me. Anyone can ask for the assistance of the angels. It's according to what level you want to go to, I think, and open up to them, and if you really want to work with them and help others, or if you just want to work with them yourself, or if you don't want to work with them at all. But unless people are open to it and that's what they want, I would never consider it.
Okay. And then how do you clear yourself after you take on this work? Because, again, you are the vehicle, you are the vessel that is, you know, transmitting this information. You know, people want to be assured that you're clear, that your spirit is clear. Because, well, let me ask you this before you answer that question. Are spirits and angels considered the same thing, or what's the difference?
No, not necessarily. There are angels. There's different realms of angels. And we can go in, that's kind of a lengthy discussion, but I deal mostly with the archangels and the angels themselves. Archangels are the higher authority angels that supervise the angels that work with us on Earth and also will work with us specifically. Some people can work with the seraphim, which is, again, the highest level of angel next to divine source, universe, whatever, God, whatever anyone wants to call it, and they are non-denominational. Does that explain that? Because it's going to go into how I clear myself.
No, yeah, that's fine. And so now I need to know how you clear yourself when you're working with angels.
Exactly. Whenever I do any type of work, whether it's an angel card reading, intuitively, whether it is a healing work with the angels where I am actually just the conduit, the angels and divine source do whatever healing they do or whatever the outcome is, that is, you know, that is up to them. And I always call on Archangel, well, I call on my angel dream team. I have 9 angels on my angel dream team. I call on Archangel Raphael because he is the healing angel. And Archangel Michael, I call on every single time, and I ask them to be with me the entire time. In addition, Archangel Michael is very good, and I do this before and after every session. Archangel Michael, I ask him to not only be there, but to shield me from any taking in any symptoms or any energy that would be maybe negative that the individual might be working with. For example, they may be working with pain or something like that. So I call on Archangel Michael for shielding because that's what he does. He also does the clearing, as does Archangel Metatron. He does all the chakra clearings and things like that. And there are other healing angels, but Archangel Raphael I always call on. He's my angel, my archangel, that I relate to. He and Michael both pretty much the same. And I call on them to, you know, heal me and make me a clear conduit. I call on Divine Source and ask to be a clear conduit. I spent a half hour with Divine Source and the angels asking them to be with me during this interview even so that I would give accurate information, the information and messages that they wanted to get across. Because this is not about me.
Right, right. I totally get that. Tell us a little bit about the angel cards, angel reading cards. A lot of people confuse that with tarot reading cards. What is the difference and what is the purpose?
Angel cards are different. Tarot cards I have not done. I know people that do them. I haven't been comfortable doing them because, excuse me, I have found them at times to have some, maybe give some negative messages or something like that. Angel cards do not ever give negative messages. They will give you guidance. They will answer specific questions, but there is nothing except you can't even pick a wrong angel card if you're working with the angels. So that's what I choose to do, is just work with the angel cards. I have about 7 different decks. Some people will ask for guidance overall in their life. Some people will ask about their finances, some about relationships, some about their health. It can be about just about anything. And I can do it over, I can certainly do it in person. That's the easiest way. But since I live in California, not everybody lives here. And I have a lot of clients that I see out of state. So I do it over Zoom, which I'm sure you've used before too. It's just like Skype. So it's just like they're with you. And then also some people will say, well, can we do it for my cell phone? Sure. We can do it on FaceTime. We can do it on Facebook Live. We can do it on the telephone.
But it's important
like
for that person to be there with you. I said, but that's important for that person to be there with you in some form, because the actual card that you're going to overturn is going to be indicative of their destiny or the healing or the message that you have for them, correct?
Well, it's a process, because even before that, I call on the angels. You always must clear your cards, which I do. Then if someone is here with me in person, then I ask them to shuffle. First of all, I put my hands out. I have them put their hands on mine, and so I can get their energy from them, and then I connect my energy with the angels. If I'm doing it over Zoom, I will do it. I'll put my hands out, and I'll ask them to, put their hands out, and just like they would be putting their hands on mine. If I'm FaceTime, it's a little hard because the picture is so small sometimes. So I'll just connect with them. It doesn't
have
to be done that
way. But you have to connect with them and their energy as well. They have to be a willing
participant. Yes,
connect
with them and their energy.
As well
and
as
even
submitting.
Even if it's by telephone and there's no picture, then I still can connect with them. And then I connect with the angels. So I connect with their energy. Then I connect with the angels' energy. After that, I also if they're here with me in person, then I will ask them to go ahead and manipulate the card.
So let me ask you this question, and it's very important because everything is not going to work out the way that we plan. Everything is not going to be positive. Everything doesn't just require guidance. There is some negativity. There is negative energy. There is negative forces. There are negative spirits. And from what I've heard, that there are, Satan was God's most perfect angel. So when you're dealing with that and being realistic and being honest, because everyone is not going to necessarily be your client for a variety of different reasons, their energy, their spirit, their belief, their challenges, how do you differentiate that, and how do you work with that person and be honest with them and say, hey, this may not be the best for you. There might be other modalities that you can try. And when you run across negativity, or something that you see that is not going to be favorable, because the angels are pure. They're going to be honest with you. How do you deliver that information to a person to make yourself also authentic, to make yourself real, and to make the other person feel comfortable knowing that there might be something else that they may try? For example, they may have a disease or cancer, and they are ultimately going to, to pass away or expire. How do you work with them to make them comfortable with the negative is my question.
I wouldn't do on a reading on somebody that knew they had a terminal illness. I would be happy to, in addition, of course, to their medical doctors, their whole treatment team and things, to also do some energy healing, healing with the angels with them and things, but I would not do an angel card reading. There are certain circumstances that I will not.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if I sense a negative energy from someone, I will just let them know that I really think that they might be better served by someone else, and I don't really go into detail further than that. If
mm-hmm.
I sense that something negative is going to come up, I wouldn't do the reading. I have not had that happen yet, so it's hard to answer that question because I haven't had to turn anybody away yet, but I would. And I have been taught that that is the ethical thing to do.
Okay. All right, because that's very, very important too. You
mm-hmm.
know, you
Absolutely.
Run across, and I say this with the utmost honor and respect to you.
Absolutely.
This has nothing to do with you, but there are charlatans out there. There are people out there that are going to, you know, say that they can do things that they can't do. And people get caught up in that, and they get victimized.
Exactly.
And so we don't want that. We want this to be the utmost integrity. We want your spirit to be clear. We want your mind to be clear. We want a healing to come through. I thank you so much, Diane, for all that you have shared with us. I believe
you're very welcome.
I believe it.
And just so you know, I mean, I don't know if we'll ever get a chance to talk another time, but I have a list of things for people to avoid also.
Oh, good. Well, I want people to definitely get in contact with you. But like I said, I have experienced this myself. I have walked with the angels. I have talked with the angels. I've even had an out-of-body experience. So I know that this is real for me. But it's because I was open to that. My channel was open to that. And so that's not going to be everybody's experience, but I want to share with my brains here on the edge that there are modalities, that there are options. Try them, but if you are under a doctor's care or a psychological care, please continue with that form of treatment, but also know that there are other things that you can try that might be able to heal you. Please, Diane,
and
tell my brain how to get in contact with you.
I won't work with somebody unless I know if they have that they have been medically cleared.
Okay.
By a physician, or if they're working with a physician, or if it's a mental illness, a psychologist, therapist, psychiatrist, or whatever, because I consider that that is primary, and then whatever the angels can do, that's amazing, but no one should ever, for any reason, stop, you know, have someone talk them into it or think that it's okay to stop a medication or to stop medical treatment or stop psychiatric treatment or whatever, and just go with spiritual healing only. I think that's very dangerous, and I think there are people out there that would suggest that, and I certainly would not.
Good. So tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to connect with you, the angels, and to get more information on this type of work.
Okay. I'll give them my website, and if they want my site also for my work page on Facebook, I can give them that as well. And the website is The Angel Corner, all together, lowercase, .com. Again, The Angel Corner, all together, lowercase, .com. And my Facebook page for my professional work, for the angel work, is at The Angels Corner.
All right. Brains, know that that link is on our Facebook page. It's also here on the cover of Blog Talk Radio. Please go in and leave a comment. Be sure to follow us here on the Edge. We always have alternative ways of thinking, feeling, growing, and being, because that's what we are. We're brains. Okay, and we are angels as well in our own light. Thank you so much, Diane McDowell, for coming here and being with me on The Edge. Go back and listen to other Edge conversations here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, all over the planet. I'm flying, hovering over you to give you the best that I can do. Thanks again, Diane, and be sure to come back to The Edge. Bye, brains.
Bye-bye.